We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Elton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, bunch of cows busted out of a slaughterhouse and Pico Rivera last night went running through the streets. KNX 1070's John Baird live this morning from Pico Rivera with the latest.
The video of this thing is crazy. It's like a cattle drive on a busy street, and then a bunch of the animals were bottled up in a cul-de-sac. As deputies tried to corral them and herd them into trailers, they just started running. We're talking about 40 cows escaping from a meatpacking plant through an open gate and marauding a mile into a local neighborhood. At one point, one of the animals started charging a family of four, knocking some of them to the ground and prompting a deputy to shoot and kill the animal. Tracy Kerner's with the sheriff's department. He says the neighborhood was kind of overrun by the cows.
Yeah, that's how it appears. Just kind of seems the cows, whether it be natural instinct to get away or in fear, were trying to make an escape, it appeared.
He said people were trying to get involved and slow the animals down, but ended up interfering more than anything else and creating more danger. But in the end, authorities managed to lasso up and corral 38 of the 39 cows still out there. One is still missing this morning. You kind of wonder how a big animal like that can just hide. There were only minor injuries, though. It's clear that some fences were flattened and a mailbox knocked to the ground in the stampede. Reporting live in Pico Rivera, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
One person dead, another in custody. There was a standoff and a shooting on the 10 this morning in Fontana. CHP says officers shot the driver of a stolen flatbed after that truck crashed into a CHP car near the exit at Sierra Avenue. The pursuit began about midnight in San Bernardino, ended that standoff about 1 o'clock this morning.
What to do about the homeless in Venice? The latest thing city leaders are talking about is spending another $5 million to try to move them out of the area. This is Councilman Mike Bonin's idea. Offers, he says, counseling, health services, and shelter to those living in encampments along oceanfront and the beach area there. Homeless situation has been really growing in Venice. It's been a real hot spot. A lot of people living in that area concerned about what's going on there. The homeless problem in Venice will be addressed also by the LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva this morning. He has talked about the role the department is playing regarding the crisis and the progress he said is being made with outreach.
In Newport Beach this morning, they're building a big sand wall so that the very high surf doesn't flood the city.
Bigger, taller, stronger. Micah Martin with Newport Beach's Public Works tells KNX they're taking new precautions to prevent flooding.
We're going to prepare for the worst case scenario. So we're going to build the berm here. We're working on building it now significantly higher than necessary just to make sure we're well covered.
Martin says last July 3rd, they were just caught off guard.
The surf got significantly higher than anticipated, and that's what caused it to breach the shoreline that we had fortified.
Martin expects the highest waters today. He says crews will stay on the beach to reinforce the sand wall. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Going after illegal weed grows in the Antelope Valley, County Supervisor Catherine Barger says some are stealing water from fire hydrants, others using dangerous pesticides, and she says people who live around there are being frightened into silence.
The issue of rampant water theft is an imminent health and safety risk to my constituents and their communities. If this issue were taking place in your districts, I am confident that you would also take decisive action.
So the latest thing targeting this problem out there in the Antelope Valley, Barger introducing a motion that she says will amend state health and safety codes to increase penalties for certain offenses. She's also recommending shifting some money from her district's consumer protection fund to the sheriff's department for continued enforcement.
Pop star Britney Spears is going to be talking to an LA judge today.
The 39-year-old reportedly has been trying for years to end her conservatorship. Her father got one granted in 2008 after she was being held on a psychiatric hold in an L.A. hospital.
If Britney does make a formal request, what the court is likely to do is appoint an expert to evaluate her and make an opinion as to whether she's able to stand on her own without the conservatorship.
L.A. attorney Troy Martin, who's well-versed in conservatorship laws, tells KNX the singer's conservatorship is unusual.
A conservatorship really is intended for use when you have an elderly person who is suffering from dementia. And it's really an ill fit to use for somebody who has mental problems.
Martin adds conservatorships can last for years until a person dies or until a judge removes it. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.